This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We continue on this Thursday afternoon. Always a pleasure when the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, joins us. Keith is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I'm trying to keep track of you in your position and the Trump administration in their position and a number of areas of legal disagreements. It's not one, it's not two. You have multiple issues with the Trump administration. Yeah. For you right now, in your position, what is your greatest concern for the state of Minnesota in what the Trump administration has offered up so far?
My greatest concern, and of course all of it is a concern, but my greatest concern is that the way that we make law in America is being flipped on its head. Historically, if you want to change a law, you introduce it in Congress, you get it passed through Congress, and you sign it into law. But the president is relying on executive orders to do all these things that really should be going through a congressional process. Take, for example, his executive order to freeze $3 trillion that Congress has already approved. Congress has already approved it. The Congress has the power of the purse. The president doesn't have the authority. That's why we were able to get his freeze frozen in court. And it's just the way we do things. In America, there's a reason there's a committee hearing process. There's a reason there's an amendment process. There's a reason that bills go through a process, and that is so we can try to find the problems, figure out how things are going to impact everybody, and then pass a good law. Well, the president said, nah, I'm just going to do it my way. And that's the way that the United States of America was founded. The colonists went to war with somebody who thought they could just send out dictates to the colonies, and we all know what happened. I mean, bottom line is the United States is a country of laws, not a dictator, not one person who just says, here's what we're going to do. And the president has to abide by law. So I guess that's my biggest problem.
Sure. Let me ask it this way. You've answered it in some way, but for the Trump voter who is listening right now, who says, we just had an election, the president won, and on the Electoral College side, he won decisively, that he deserves the deference that the office gets, and he or she believes you are an impediment to the president, what do you say to that person?
I say to that person, look, we both love this country. We love it because it's a country of laws, and no one person, even if they win an election, gets to just do whatever they want. Even the president has to allow Congress to make appropriations. Even the president can't change the Constitution of the United States. Birthright citizenship has been in American law for, I would say, at least 200 years, but there's precedent as far back as 160 years ago in the 14th Amendment and constitutional precedent 127 years ago when the Supreme Court issued its ruling in 1898. So, I mean, it's been, the president can't just do what they want. That's what makes America America, and not Saudi Arabia, where the king does whatever he wants. And so I would say to my Republican neighbors, friends, Trump supporters, you can do everything that is contained in those executive orders. Just do it through the regular order. Introduce a bill, have it debated in Congress, and pass it. And you got a trifecta in the Congress. What's the problem? Well, you know, the problem is he doesn't want to do it that way. And so that's what I say to my fellow Americans though we have differences of opinion on things, I pray that we share the idea that the country should be operated based on law.
Let me pick up on just this same idea, because a number of texts are coming in from individuals who are supporters of the president who say Joe Biden also was issuing executive order after executive order after executive order, and they don't feel like you were standing up to those, that you're using your personal political beliefs when you agree with Joe Biden to pass on that activity, whereas you differ politically with Donald Trump, and thus you're responding differently to him. What do you say to those folks?
What I would say to those folks, with respect, that if Joe Biden passed an executive order, which I believe conflicted with a law of the United States or the Constitution, I would challenge him. And I can name examples where I took issue with things that President Obama did. But the thing is, ask yourself why we've been winning in court. It's because of a few things. One is something called the Administrative Procedures Act, which requires, you know, when you are going to make a new rule, administrative rule, you got to go through a certain kind of a procedure, and it can't be arbitrary, capricious, things like that. And so we're winning because the president, the current president, is not operating according to law. If the president operates according to law, you're right. I may not like some of the things that he's doing, but then I would say you're just wrong on the substance. I wouldn't say foul, you're violating the law. So I hope they understand the difference. Yes, Obama and Biden issued executive orders. If I would have found a legal basis to say you can't do that, I certainly would have done it. But there was not, and not that I ever saw. And so, you know, it's not just a partisan thing. It's not just whose side are you on. It is a matter of protecting the procedure laid out in the Constitution of the United States. So I am glad you're asking me what Trump supporters, my neighbors, fellow Minnesotans, I'm glad to be in at least an indirect conversation with them, because this is not just a partisan thing. It's very serious. And I'll just say this, you know, he's you know, there's all kinds of problems attacking the press, threatening local officials. And these are the procedure of our country. We have a right to speak out. We have a right to make our own laws in Minnesota. We have a 10th Amendment, which says that every state doesn't have to be like every other state, and it does not have to be like the federal government.
Can I jump in on that and pick up on that part?
Go for it.
Because Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, sent you and others a letter just 2 days ago, because the president and many Republicans have talked often the last couple of years about banning transgender girls and women from competing in sports. Okay. And that has become a big political issue. And so the president issued an order on that. You and two other states have defied that. So Pam Bondi basically said, you should be on notice. We will hold states accountable that violate federal law. What do you say to Pam Bondi on this point?
I say we're not violating federal law, and we are upholding Minnesota law. And if she disagrees, I'm sure she knows what procedures to follow to have this matter sorted out in a courtroom. I think the president and the attorney general are wrong on the law. I think Minnesota has a right to write its own laws. There is a 10th Amendment for a reason. People used to call it states' rights, but at the end of the day, the federal government is a government of limited power. It can only do certain specified things. Other things are left for the states to do, and our state has decided to have a certain kind of procedure and work, you know, sports and athletics for youth a certain way. And, you know, what we're doing is comports with the law. But if there's a dispute about that, I'm sure we'll sort it out in the way it should be sorted out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have any personal concerns when transgender individuals are playing sports and they obviously deserve protections, rights, respect, decency, but when you hear parents who express concerns where their daughters are playing in sports against individuals who transition and worry about an equal playing field, do you have any concerns about that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm concerned about how Minnesotans feel, but I also think we need to dig into this and really find out, is there actually any advantage that a transgender girl has? It would depend upon a lot of things. The fact is athletics are interesting. Genetics are interesting. Adolescent development is interesting. And I would rather just let people who are experts in these things make a decision. Is there any is this something that we should exclude a group of students about from sports, right? I mean, what does the science tell us? And I think I'd rather do it more that way than just sort of based on anecdote or based on, people's quote unquote common sense impressions. I mean, it's a serious issue. Here's what I also know. And Chad, I hope folks will care about this. First of all, the transgender community is less than 1% of the population. There's some stats out there that say 70% of Americans don't know anyone who's trans. I have some people in my life, friends who are transgender. I think there's about four or five of them who I know personally well. So that's actually not a lot. These folks, many of them grow up bullied. Many of them grow up with dealing with depression and anxiety. Many of them are targets of assault. And I think that when they want to participate in a student activity, it's not about, oh, I'm going to be transgender so I can win a athletic competition. I think it's so that I can be a normal kid and just participate because I feel so unnormal most of the time, mostly because of my colleagues, but how the world makes me feel about. And so I think it's important to factor that in, too. I think it's important to say this is a persecuted group of people in our society, and why is the president adding to the stress and the worry and the pain and the suffering that they already go through? And so I think that's part of the got to be part of the dialogue as well.
Two last points. This is Keith Ellis, and you tell he's under the weather, so we appreciate him joining us
on
Thursday. Yeah, good to know. Yeah, we've all faced it. It's no fun when it's going on.
Yeah.
What do you have any concerns how the Red Wing schools canceled an event where you were going to be a key part of it, honoring Black History Month, and they were concerned about significant disruptions?
Well, I think it's unfortunate when a disruptor can sort of get their way. I don't think that's the right thing to teach our kids. You brought up some of our fellow Minnesotans who are Trump supporters. One of the big things they will tell you is that they want First Amendment rights. They want a freedom of expression. They want to say what they want to say, and they don't want to be canceled because of their opinions. Well, I just got canceled because of who I am. And so I think that, I'm not going to try to block you from saying what you want to say. You can say what you want to say. I might just disagree with you, but you can say it. That's sort of the American way, isn't it? But once you say, you know what, I'm going to stop you from even being heard, even though you're a duly elected official in the state of Minnesota and responsible, you know, to the people of the state, I think that's really deeply saddening. And I think that all of us need to ask a question. Should the bully get their way? I say they should not, but I know that other folks have to factor in safety. I'm not aware of what the level of the disruption was going to be. I don't know what the safety concerns were, but I will tell you this. I respect those school leaders. I think they did what they thought was right in the moment. My hope is that they will extend an invitation in the future, which I will gladly accept, and we will all have a fair exchange of views appropriate to the high school setting. That's what I have to say about that.
Let me finish talking about your feature, because I'm already way over time for you and me. It was last year at the fair when a couple days before, Bob Fletcher, the Ramsey County Sheriff, said, Keith Ellison's going to run against Mary Moriarty. And when I asked you, and you know me, I asked you repeatedly, you said, I have no plans right now. I'm just concentrating on my job. But at some point, I'll make a decision about my future. So that was last August. Then
right.
A couple weeks ago, when Tina Smith surprised a lot of us and said she's not running for reelection, you were asked and you said, you know what, I'm going to have to think about this. And I'm going to let you know soon what I'm going to do. So now your name's up for two positions, the Hennepin County attorney position, Senate seat, and you're also the attorney general right now. What are you doing professionally moving forward? Let's make some news right here. What position is Keith Ellison running for next year?
Well, I tell you this. I like my job. When I come to a definite position, you'll be the first to know.
Okay. So you will break that news on this show, nowhere else.
Oh, you are so good at this. Sure, I mean, Dad, you got
I'll
me.
Be the first you to know. Me. Okay. So.
Well, you'll be the first to know other than me and my wife and maybe staff.
But okay.
But outside of my wife, me, my
when
stuff,
will that
my wife,
be?
My staff. I haven't set a date, you know, for that. I know this. I really feel that what I'm doing now is very important work to be doing. I feel like I'm defending the Constitution. I'm defending vulnerable populations. I'm defending the rule of law. And I don't know if it's a good idea to leave this job at this time. I tell you this, how many senators have blocked a executive order that was illegal? I don't know how many senators have done it. I know a lot of AGs have. And so I can tell you this, I feel a certain urgency in this moment to do what I'm doing. But I still need to leave a little space to give myself a chance to make some decisions.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate coming on. I will look forward to you reaching out to me. And so we can make that announcement here. Thank you, Keith.
Who are the Vikings going to draft in the first round?
Ooh, they need, I think they need a center, a guard, a cornerback.
Not a defensive tackle.
And a defensive tackle. So can they get that guy who can play every position? That would be good.
There you go.
They have a few needs. Thank you, sir. The Attorney General with us. You can react at any point, including right now, 651-461-9226.